Test.
Check this out.
Ranger.
Autonomous Action Radio, a multimedia radio show, a website, an idea, a suggestion, an action plan.
On the streets, don't believe what these leaders are speaking. Deceive us, keep us blind and divided. Not finding our freedom, screaming.
I refuse to believe what I'm force fed up with the world war and all of a gourmet. On the hunger strike until the poor get more than a cold step beer and a gold check. Hold up, kid. Stripped that from the budget. Cuts to indigenous funding, legal resources. Putting in a fetal abortions, orphans left on your doorstep. Refugees putting us in more debt. Offshore camp till the next week, next year, next day. Couldn't be the best way. Quick, better spend another 12 million on jet planes. That's no pay, make slaves of the rest. Take half of their fees and invest in a marketing scheme. Some things ain't hard to believe in. H370 was blasted to sea by the USA, involved in war games. Microchipping your forehead, the mark of the beast. No art in the streets, get your car, collect the cash, incur a debt. The debt's a burden, earn some more, so can't afford a floor. You're forced to spend your life at work for what you're earning. Then burn it all on ball and couldn't ever recognize what's more important than
shouting and fussing about it, dumbing us down. And some of us found of the dumps, some of the others are found. Or some it's a man, it's no. Grease in the palms or hands. Automatic, I don't wanna pay the man. Sort of manic in the corner I stand. Cinematically, wouldn't make it wanna buy the land. Subliminally, minds they fit into the plan. Die by the sword, no riot, your remorse divided. Before united, we stand.
Mommy in the
bank.
Mommy in the bank. Mommy in the bank. Mommy in the bank. Mommy in the bank. Mommy in the bank.
Ain't no rainbow you wanna pay to play when you got a debt to slay. It's time to reinvest. Cashing in your moral compass, you got
Good afternoon, welcome to the Aniki Show. My name is Linda and I'll take you through till 1 o'clock when Matt with the Meadows comes in. And thanks very much to the guys from Tweetback Radio. That was a good topic today, something that I've been involved in as well and thinking about, the G20 culture side celebrations. And a bit later on in the show, I'm going to talk about what happened at the G20 in Mexico in 2000. I'm pretty sure it was 2006. And they did not have cultural celebrations at all. In fact, they weren't allowed anywhere near the town where the G20 was held. So I'm going to talk about that later. Also on today's show, I've got the latest rap news from the Juice Media, and that's all about the G20. Are you sick of the G20 yet? I certainly am. And also I talk about deaths in custody and also an execution in Iran. The song you just heard was called Money in the Bank, and that was by Daily Meds. I'm going to play a song now from the Barkley Desert Culture compilation, which was put together by Monkey Mark from his workshops in the desert in the Ali Korong community. And this song is called Kids on the Run.
This is the message from the kids from the Ali Korong. Hey everyone, listen up. Kids on the run. Little kid on the run. Kids on the run. Little kid on the run. They're afraid like always.
To the boy from the east side of Ali Korong, we represent ourselves when we sing in the song. At night we walk around and all we see, people gambling for money and fights on the street. Sometimes we look around and all our friends are drinking. All we see is our mom and then I'm thinking. Living on the east side is a hard life. Dogs going crazy, making noise in the night.
Kids on the run. Kids on the run. Alec Rum. East side rolling all day, every day. Kids on the run and they're running from the heavyweight. East side rolling all day, every day. Kids on the run, they're afraid like always. Kids on the run. Little kid on the run, they're afraid like always.
Cars speeding round all through the night.
Music blasting out loud under the streetlight.
But the kids don't sleep, cause there's too much noise.
Kids are hiding inside, cause they got no choice.
Family gets scared of anything violent.
In their own gym, shut them down dead silent. Every payday they spend the money on grog.
They drink till they full, cause they got no job.
Kids on the run. Kids on the run. Alec Rum. Eastside rolling all day, every day. Kids on the run, and they're running from the heavyweight. Eastside rolling all day, every day. Kids on the run, they're afraid like always. Little kids. Little kid on the run, they're afraid like always. Alec Rum. Alec Rum. Alec Rum. Kids on the run.
I just heard a song by the Ali Korong community called Kids on the Run. It's 15 minutes after 12 o'clock and I've got some sad news from Iran. There's a lot of Iranian refugees in Australia and certain people, certain politicians and also the media and other people like to say that Iran is perfectly safe and they don't know why people would be fleeing Iran. But this news article gives you some idea of why that happens. And Rahane Jabari was arrested in 2007 for the killing of Morteza Abdulli Sabani, a former employee of Iran's Ministry of Intelligence, who tried to sexually abuse her. And she was executed yesterday morning in Iran. She was sentenced to death by a Tehran court in 2009 after Gay Source, which is retribution in kind. So for her murder, she is being murdered herself. And her execution verdict was upheld by Iran's Supreme Court. Her case drew international outcry and sparked a petition urging her release, which collected over 240,000 signatures. The court ruling says that Ms. Jabari, 26, stabbed Sabani in the back in 2007 after purchasing a knife 2 days earlier. It says the execution was carried out after Sabani's family refused to pardon Jabari or accept blood money. The campaign and worldwide media attention granted her a last-minute stay of execution on the 30th of September, although the reason for the postponement was never officially confirmed. Amnesty International understands that Ms. Sabani admitted to the stabbing the man once in the back, but said another man killed Mr. Abdulli Sabani. The group said her claim is believed to have never been properly investigated. And she was also held in solitary confinement after she was arrested, and she was also, that admission to guilt came without access to a lawyer. Raha Barani, Amnesty International researcher on Iran, told the independent newspaper, "Like many others, we are absolutely shocked by this travesty of justice. Rahane's execution is a tragic moment for many people in Iran and for the members of the international community hoping for a different outcome. Her case personifies the outrage of many in Iran and across the globe over the use of the death penalty, which is a despicable and cruel and inhumane punishment." And I published that article on autonomousactionradio.com. We can go to read that. And there's also some other links there as well. Now, I've got to play for you a piece which was recorded to tell her story. It was on YouTube. And it tells the story of Rahane Jabari, who was executed in Iran over a murder of, which she says was in self-defense. We're going to listen to that now.
My name is Rehana Jabari. I am 26, Iranian, and I've been living in prison where I've been confined for years, having nightmares of being executed at any point of time. Days pass by and my fear grows on a daily basis as I stand waiting to be strangled with a rope around my neck. If and only if I had not defended myself, I would have been a victim of rape. I wish that damn day did not exist in my life, the day that destroyed both my life and I. I was talking and laughing with my friend over the phone when two guys who must have overheard me talk about decoration with my friend approached me. When I wanted to leave the ice cream shop, those two guys came towards me and asked if I could redecorate their offices. We agreed and exchanged telephone numbers. A few days after, Morteza's friend called me to visit his office to change the decoration regarding to the contract already agreed upon before. We set an appointment and I appeared on the day. I was walking along the way when Morteza on his car stopped in front of me and insisted to give me a ride. His friend was sitting in the car too. I got in the car. I wish I never did. They picked me up and drove me somewhere I didn't know. I was scared. Mortiza stopped in front of a pharmacy. He bought some stuff there and came back with a little plastic bag in his hand. I did not know what he bought. Inside the building was very dirty, as if nobody had lived there for years. Mr. Sheikhi did not come inside. I was terrified to close the door behind me, but Mortiza asked me to close the door. He asked me to take off my scarf. I didn't do it. He approached me and tried to touch me, but I didn't let him. He put his arms around my waist. I ran away. He got angry and said that I cannot disobey his desire. He had a knife with me. In a second when he turned his head back to me, I stabbed him in the back. He was still coming to me more angrily. He grappled me, but I could free myself from his hands. While I was running through the door, Mr. Sheikhi came in. He got into a fight with Mortiza. I did not know what was going on between them. He went to the kitchen table and took some documents from there. I ran away trying to get lost in the city. I got involved in a terrible incident. I later noticed from evidence that the plastic bag he had at the pharmacy contained condom and anesthetic, and drawing inference from the items, liquid containing anesthetic in the condoms all show they wanted to rape me. I just defended myself. In all the court sessions, I had claimed that I am innocent, and I continued to maintain that position. I did not kill Mortiza, even though I stabbed him to free myself. I do not know the extent of attack by the other man and what informed his intention. Maybe to suppress evidence. The time for the court's judgment came, and the court's verdict did not exculpate me and subsequently sentenced me to death. Since my conviction 7 years ago, I am still on the death row. The court accepts neither my claim nor my lawyer's defense. I have already declared in my last defense that I am an ordinary girl who did not allow violation of her dignity. I am a designer. I work as a designer, and in line with my work, I entered into a contract with them, and they took me to the place where I believed reasonably that I was going to do my professional job. I never had any foreseeable hindsight of their intention, as that had never happened to me before. The family of the deceased, the head of the judiciary, and the supreme leader can only save me from death. I do not deserve to die. Death is not for me. Please save me.
از یه تکرار روز مهر روز با تو تا تیشه این شب مسخر یکی یو گای میدیدیم و میگفتیم پدره پدر ولی وقتی تا وقتی زنده است پدره بعد مادر من دل لباس های چرک مرد و من توی گل گرگ و تو کوچه ها گم سهم داداش از دنیامون اعتیاد بود همه تو سختی بودیم واسه اون زیاد بود بس نبود واسه یه لقمه نون تو سری خوردن همه چی رفت جز آبرو که اونم بردن کسی خواهرمو ندید دوباره تو محله من واسه چی زنده بودم این بود مسئله که شاید این زندگی ورق بخوره به جای برسم دیگه عرق نزوره از پیشونی و شرمی که تو چشامه ولی کی میدونه ساخر آقابت ادامه که صدا به داد مام نرسیده خفه شد خانون یه خیابونه که یه طرفه شد هرچی جرممه بگو عبسشو میکشم من هرچی میکشم همی اجتماع میکشم وقتی رای میخن کسایی مثل امثال منو با یه کلو برین میخرن و مینازن جلو 30 ساله که کوچه خاکیامون خاکیه آسفالت خوبه خوبه اما واسه مردن که کسی مثل منو جلو رو دار بزن یه مش مریضم واسنو تخمه بشکن که فیلم میگیری وقتی یکی چون میکنه دست مریضا بیم مرامه یه هموطنه که
منم مرگ من اون دار سلوات داره امرو من اینجا مفرد سر تو بالا داره امرو من اینجا مفرد سر تو بالا داره مثل جون کندن زندگیم و تمام لحظه ها منم و بغضام و عشقام و درد تنهایی ها منم و حس بی کسی یا از غم پر پر شدم این یه حقیقت تلخی که دارم از با در میام
من بالا دارم چون کسی منو نفهمید این همه چشم بود ولی کسی منو ندید من نمادگی ملت روبه نهتاتم وقتی مرگ میشه جریمه انضباط بالا دارت فرصتی واسه نصیحت نی ما که میریم اما تو میمونی نصیحت نی ما که داریم میریم فقط تو رو جون مولا اون بچه رو نیار واسه یه تماشا نظر از الان ذهنش درگیر داشه نظر این صحنه رو مغزی سواشه اونم فردا وقتی که فشار به بیاد اونم وقتی بزرگ شد و حدشو بخواد اونم وقتی عصبی شد از بدی اوضاع زور میشه منطقش توی اجتماع اونم میگه جون همه بدن اونم بد میشه توی کنکور بد زندگی رد میشه ما بد بودیم شما اما بدتر بود یه جنبی میزندت زمین خیلی زود کدوم ما که یه جوری داریم میریم فنا اون بالا خوشحال ترم میشن دادم ما که رفتیم اما تو یکی مثل من نباش چیزی رو بذار زمین قلم بردار به جاش حالا منم اونجا و چشای تو تنابه دار بکش سندلی رو از زیر پام سرکا
مثل جون کندن زندگیم و تمام لحظه ها منم و بغضام و عشقام و درد تنهایی ها منم و حس بی کسی یا از غم پر پر شدم این یه حقیقت تلخی که دارم از با در میام
Just heard a song by Shahin Navjafi. Sorry, let me say that again. Shahin Navjafi. And that song was called Execution. And that was also by E. Dam. I'm trying hard with my Persian pronunciation today. I got some coaching from my boyfriend today, who's a Iranian refugee in Australia. And so I got some of the pronunciation. I think I got it okay. I just wanted to mention that Shahin Navjafi, he also speaks out. He is in exile from Iran, but he speaks out against executions, and there have been over 450 executions in Iran this year, and he speaks out against executions, as do a lot of people, and particularly women's rights need a lot of fighting for in Iran. And I found an article that said another one murdered for self-defense. So it's perhaps seen that women are not allowed to control what happens to their own bodies, and that is under the Islamic regime in Iran. And before the revolution in 1979, Iran was quite a progressive society. For a bit of humor now, let's listen to the rap news. And the latest rap news from the Juice Media is all about the G motherfucking 20, which is coming to Brisbane soon. If you have been under a rock, you may not know about it, but it's coming to Brisbane soon, along with 6,000 police. So Brisbane's going to be very unsafe during that time. If you're involved in protests, stay safe and be clear in your mind about what you're doing with the protests, standing up against the G20 and the police state in Australia.
With rap news on the Open Channel. It's that time of year when the wise heroic captains of the most powerful states of the globe gather to plan massive planetary fascist dystopian havoc, the G20. And the host of the pageant this year is Australia. So we're racing over to chat with a reporter in the area. Ken, can you report on the action? Ken, I can. I'm in Queensland. It's so fantastic. Shady deals, trade packs, and any protests that happen are greeted with tear gas and baton bashing.
Protests?
Hold that thought. We're hoping to chat with the man of the moment. I know Prime Minister Tony Abbott. Tony, hi.
Hi,
Ken Oathgun live on Channel 9. Mind if we ask you a few questions at this time?
Complain. Corporate aligned media, right?
Yeah, mate, we're on your side.
In which case, that is fine.
Are there any wise words you'd like to provide to our patriotic viewers tonight?
Yes, Ken, I might. Cheers to all the cunts who voted me in for getting sucked in by Rupert's spin so Tony could win and bring in a government of excuses and, surprises. My first triumph as leader was to abolish the climate / Medicare, subsidise mine, and end the age of entitlement for students, except my kids. I've stopped the boats and the tide of Muslim immigrants, but your duties under these UN conventions are irrelevant. There's a place for everything, says Jesus, our saviour, and he'd agree the place for brown people is not Australia. You've been busy with these worthy endeavours. Thanks for making time to speak with us.
My pleasure.
Now, the big G is about to blow in and Stray is hosting. What have you done to prepare for this role then?
I've been, raising my international profile, making headlines in newspapers worldwide. And to ensure my ratings at home, I brought us to war, which caused my approval score to soar even more on these shores.
Stray has earned the honour of hosting the G20 then.
Thanks to me, we've become a role model of social development for the rest of the world to follow and imitate.
You've greatly improved our communications of late.
That's right. We've just legalised the real-time monitoring of every bloke, Sheila and child, every computer, phone and device. The leaders of every civilised Western nation only dream of this erosion of privacy rights.
And media.
Yeah, we've just made it illegal to whistleblow or leak the details of any intel. So no more WikiLeaks or Eddie Snowden snooping in my email.
And journalists who publish the leaks
will also be jailed.
Even if it's in the public interest?
Yep.
But the next bit is the best. To complete the chilling effect, we've even made it a crime for any of you to share, scatter, click or view any of that data. Tweet that, you non-homos and hackers.
That's an attack on the basic tenets of press freedom. I don't get it. How did you manage to pass such extreme measures?
I can't take all the credit. I have to thank the pathetic ballless opposition party for voting them through the Senate. And not forgetting all the good Australian folk under anaesthetic, deeply sedated, watching The Bachelor on Channel 7.
These policies are troubling. Does no one want to stop them?
Nah, nobody, mate. We all love them. Who's that?
Him?
Nobody, mate. Let's not bother him.
It looks like Scott Ludlam.
G'day.
God, bugger him. Yes, it's the hippie. I mean greenie, Senator Scott Ludlam. Probably come in to try and stop the fun then.
Ken Oathcan.
Why is it in the Senate whenever you speak, the whole room empties and all the senators leave?
A better question is, why is the Senate empty yet my words go viral when they arrive on the internet? Because peeps online are awake and sentient, feeding their intellect with media that's free, independent.
But thank God that's all at last changing. Stray is about to become the first great nation to pass laws for mandatory data retention, indiscriminately storing our private metadata, treating us all as suspects, and thus finally ensuring
a fascist fuckfest of Orwellian proportions.
Oh, come on, mate. You're not going to be a negative nerd and vote against all of Tony's incredible work.
I'll go full Gandalf on this government's ass, smack down their laws with a dose of
"You shall not pass."
You and what army? I don't like your chances.
I can't do it solo. That's why I've issued a blanket call out to the internet to stand up and be counted. The net is our best bet to combat tyrannical tactics. Click here to take action.
Don't click that link,
or you'll be added to the terrorist ASIO blacklist.
Well, thank you, Prime Minister Abbott, for giving us that candid understanding of your strategies in Australia. The opening of the summit is about to happen, but before you brandish your diplomatic talents, I'd just like to say that it seems clear why the world's leaders and powers that be, from Obama and Putin to Harper and Xi, are converging on Australia for the G20. They must be eager to come and learn from the new master.
That's me.
Ladies and gentle bogans, we're commencing the whole summit. Please be upstanding for the new classic, the Prime Minister of Australia, Tony Abbott.
First things first, I'm elitist.
Elitist.
Host the summit, let the whole world feel it.
G20.
And Australia's open for business unless you claim a scientist or giving me lessons in civics.
Right, right.
We're doing great work.
Uh-huh.
We're on track.
Yeah.
Boot stop like we're bringing 84 back. My name's Tony. You already know the leaders all came from DC to Tokyo.
World leaders, let's do this, let's show that we're ruthless. All here in Brizzy, the shakers, the movers, Dilma Rousseff, I do love a Brazilian. Christina from Argentina, Tony, Minister for Women. And young Park and High, Modi, hi, Ni Hao, see, I'ma see you's inside. Who got two thumbs in the continent to strip mine? This guy, the T-O-N-Y.
Right.
Black Obama, we don't talk about no climbing. It's time for war, let's bomb ISIS. They be beheading some guys, slice their neck to tonight. Abdullah, you do that, execution, that's fine.
Yeah.
Vladimir Putin, who invited you in?
Who?
I'm gonna shirt front you, the bloody Rusky hoodlum.
Yeah.
You bet you are, you will I am, you bet you is.
Huh?
What, you selling the gas? Come on in then, you win. Welcome to my grid, leaders and tyrants. It's time to talk tax, trade, keeping debt climbing. What, now Obama told you for the last time, mate? We're not gonna talk about the bloody climate.
His name's Tony. Wanna buy some coal? Remember his name, start the show.
Locations to decide the fates of nations. They gather under different guises, blinding the world with their alphabet soup. WTO, IMF, FTAA, GATT, NAFTA, the World Bank. These meetings have always been secret, but the agendas have always been the same. With the single-minded focus on destroying the environment and enslaving the workers of the world, their sinister plots have remained unchallenged for years. There's been no democratic process allowed, no public consent required, and absolutely no possible way for your voice to be heard. No way, that is. Until now!
Would you like to shut down the corporate slime and smash up their conference?
Would you like to travel to lovely places like London, Seattle, Prague, and Genoa?
Then come on down to the next anti-corporate globalization protest.
Meet interesting people from around the world and plug it with them.
Form friendships and connections that can last a lifetime.
See the beautiful capitals of the world and their correctional facilities.
Are you a winner?
To feel an invigorating sense of power in the midst of extreme chaos?
Then don't wait. Start your direct action project now. And remember, this is an event open to all people of all ages. So bring your friends, bring your family, and bring your neighbors.
I had so much fun at my first protest that for the next one, I brought all of my friends with their gas masks.
I learned a whole new way to use my baseball bat. Boy, they never showed us this in PE.
I met the cutest Greek boy. He showed me his Molotov cocktail.
Sponsored in part by the Infernal Noise Brigade.
OJ, this for Central Cali right here. Yeah, 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 yeah. Keep the pork from out my rice. Immigration ain't an issue for the right, cause it ain't right to have the right to keep the laws in favor of the job creator. When the job creator ship a factory for cheaper labor, labor low enough to keep the people quiet and complacent. When the money's getting spent right on the soil that's adjacent. it to the place where they are starving. So hop a fence, coffee in my blood will keep the dogs up off my scent. Skin color versus the board of education. If you ain't catch that line, then you should study segregation. This is rap mediation. Time to snap you right back in the place, cause they've been begging for some shit from back before 2008. I'm thinking 1998, 90 grades with two turntables. Round the time your auntie Merle put a tattoo on her ankle, talking ratchet. Little ratchet was escaping all the drama back when we could work for honor, working a blue collar. I am from a different time, uphold a different code. I hope we are connecting. I don't know, cause I know a couple people listening is dealing with some real shit. Real shit, feel like packing up your shit and skipping town for a bit. I'll throw you in my carry-on and we can take a trip where we can snorkel with the fish and hear some real rap shit. Make love in the sand over some real rap shit. I'm a career MC, working on minimum wage. Make the brothers yell rap, the sisters say A, make the sisters say rap. The brothers yell A, make the brothers yell rap. I hit the stage and leave a crater size of meteorites. The sound man getting pissed, he think I'm cupping the mic. But it's just me and my projection like an RPG to shoot a unmanned drone into the goddamn sea. You faint a heart, then this the part that you should stop the CD. Those rappers who claim they feel you were lying on TV. Megaphone, a type of truth inside a low budget booth. Easy feet to feel what I do till I lose in my tooth. I don't shoot like unprofessionals, ducking, eyes closed. They're shaking up by the liberals, talking about gun control. Cause I know it's as simple as a power plant closing. Y'all don't know how to preserve your food if it ain't frozen. Y'all been screaming all that gun right, ready for revolt, but couldn't filter out the rain to clean some water to go. Grab a pen and try your hardest to imagine that the tip by the size that you alone even matters in all of this. Cause I'm a career MC on minimum wage. Make the brothers yell rah, the sisters say ay. Make the brothers yell rah, the sisters say ay. The brothers yell rah, the sisters yell ay. I'm from a different time and I uphold a different code. I hope we are connecting, I don't know. I know a couple people listening is dealing with some real shit. Yeah, real shit. Feel like packing up your shit and skipping town for a bit. I'll throw you in my carry-on and we can take a trip. Drinking drinks inside a hut and hearing real rap shit. Cliff diving in the ocean over real rap shit. Real rap shit. This that real rap shit. Central Cali, what's up? Southern Cali, what's up? NorCal, what's up? Whole world, what's up? Philippines, what's up? Yeah. One more time.
And that was a song there, brand new from Bamboo, and the song was called Minimum Wage. And Bamboo is a hip-hop artist, indigenous hip-hop artist from America, and used to be in a group called Native Guns. He's from California, and I got the heads up for that from the Stimulator, Franklin Lopez. And he makes a show called It's the End of the World as We Know It, and I feel fine. Franklin Lopez from Submedia, and there is a brand new show on its way, so stay tuned for that. Submedia.tv, and also autonomousactionradio.com. And there is a Facebook page for Autonomous Action Radio, Facebook.com/AutonomousActionRadio. And also, you can check out today's playlist on the 4ZZZ website at 4ZZZFM.org.au/TheAnarchyShow. And that followed on from the Juice Media's latest show called All About the G20. And I'm going to talk now about what happened in the G20 when it was in Mexico. And you can be assured that it was not a party like they're putting on the party in Brisbane. And I'm just looking for some backing music. Here we go. Got some Dr. Dre backing music, and Magnus McTavish put that on. I'd like to do a shout out to Magnus, who helps me with the Friday night show, Outlaws Radio, from 10 till 12, right here on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM. The president of Mexico, to conclude the G20 summit in Cabo, Mexico, reinforced why so many people oppose the G20's neoliberalism, austerity and corporate elitism. Austerity, he said. Austerity measures, he said, are like bullets that need to be reloaded again and again. His metaphor was appropriate. G20 policies promote systems that lead to suffering, destruction of communities, and destruction of the environment. These policies are like bullets killing people throughout the world. Here in La Paz, Mexico, I'm reading an article by a journalist called Lexi. Here in La Paz, Mexico, a two-hour drive north along the coastline from Cabo, Mexico, the people held their own summit as the G20 leaders and rich corporate elite met inside a militarized security barrier in posh hotel rooms with shimmering seaside villas. It was impossible for protesters to get closer to the official summit, though some tried to find a bus driver willing to go through the security checkpoints and with security guards with automatic guns slung over their shoulders. Locals were told that no one could enter Cabo unless they were a documented resident. Activists with the People's Summit, Cumbre de los Pueblos, went on a colourful parade march down the main tourist strip in La Paz on the evening before the official G20 summit was slated to begin. Several hundred strong march poured into the main plaza of the town, La Cosca, Kiosca, and held a rally and a rock concert. The People's Summit also contained 2.5 days of energetic panel discussions and workshops on topics like capital flows, offshore tax havens, and climate change and adaptation. The most enthusiastic discussions, though, were less reform-oriented. Feminism, the financialization of nature, mining, workers' trouble, corporate tourism and development, discussions on creating our own solutions outside the security barrier in Cabo. Many summit participants felt that the hopes of the people cannot be expressed through the dry and corrupted policies of the G20. Much of this spirit of change is expressed in the statement of the People's Summit Against the G20, a document that was put out by the summit participants. It was also felt through words of the participants. We need system change, not reform, says Romualdo Torres from Peru. If a new system doesn't begin, none of the other changes will be important. We do not recognize the people who govern for us, said one of the activists who spoke with a mask on in the Zapatista tradition. Solutions come from the streets. They come from what we do in our homes. That's where solutions come from. We are the 99% and we will not obey. Capitalism is alien, said one feminist speaker from La Paz. If we want to take down capitalism, we have to take down alienation. The only way to oppose capitalism is through direct action, said Imelda Garibe La Paz, a local student activist. We do not recognize the G20. The G20 is responsible for depleting the resources of the earth. A passionate and valuable part of the conference was in... Hang on, I'll just get this music happening again. Here we go, Dr. Dre. A passionate and valuable part of the conference was in Las Mujeres. The women, feminists, sat at the conference were loud, visionary and full of life. A feminist views on the G20 conference had been held the week before in Mexico City, and the energy from that conference was carried into the People's Summit. Many women shared their bold visions for un bon vivir, a good life that blends community with respect, tradition, and connection to the earth. We want to make a proposal. The proposal is community, says Julieta Padres, a feminist from Bolivia. We're telling the world that individualism and collective individualism is destroying us. We are in love with life. We are in love with the future, said Padres, speaking and singing at the rally at the end of Sunday's march. A lively discussion took place about the position of women in the movement for a better world. We must have equal representation of women and men, otherwise we are not being progressive, said one feminist from Oaxaca. It's very important that we contribute our part from different perspective, said feminist Marta. We must use all forms of struggle. We must be creative. Governments are using all possible means to exploit us, so we must all use all possible means. The discussion concluded with summit participants working to amplify female-identified voices at the conference and taking steps towards equal representation in panelists and speakers. So there we go. That's some of what was happening at the conference in Mexico. And it just shows the difference between what's happening in Brisbane, where they have the cultural celebrations and it's a huge, they're trying to make it into a huge party. And in Mexico, most people were not allowed anywhere near the conference. And there was a very militarized police force out stopping people. And we're, in a way, we're lucky in Brisbane to be able to protest non-violently. There's been a lot of hype in the media about violent protests. And there's also the other side of people who speak out against any kind of property destruction or militant direct action in protests. And it's very important to note that it's a privilege if we are able to protest non-violently, and we should be mindful of that, and that protesting non-violently is a privilege that we have because we live in Australia, whereas people protesting in other countries who are members of the G20, do not have that privilege. And the measures of the G8, the policies of the G20 do not reflect non-violence at all. The violence is in the hands of the state. It is almost 1 o'clock, time for the Anarchy Show to leave. Autonomous Action Radio is on tomorrow night at 7 p.m. on Z Digital. And I'll be back on Friday night from 10 till 12 with Outlaws Radio as well. Thanks very much for listening today. I'm going to leave you with a song by Shining Soul, more Indigenous hip-hop from America, and this song is called No Mercy.
Very intentional, resist love and rap my sound three-dimensional. Highly exceptional, MC professional. The one and only unconventional, it's Mr. Edible Textual. Ask the grandmas to the intellectual. My flavor digestible, unforgettable. So incredible, far from impeccable. That can be regrettable, but yo, I just let it kill. My manifesto, rapping expo, came a long way since our first demo. Minimal means a whole lot. I'm making do with what I got. Made me a juggernaut the same time. You live and learn, gotta fall off your bike and dust yourself off and bounce back alright. To live life, we gon' fight the fight. I got angels in my corner taking us to higher heights.
two fly boys earning they stripes. I went from a private pilot to a beatsmith, rhyming his strife, ready to strike, checking these mics like they were privileged. Locally nice, regional hype, oh you know what it's like. Then you can relate to reality, we're living in dark days, but the triumph is in sight. So I incite lyrically, mindful of spite, spiritually release what ails me, physically make the song cry. Taking action will make those tears dry up, up and away, catch falling into vertigo. We spittin' 72s as tall as my vertical, plus 8, get a clue, 82, baby knew this was a good year. Planet rock, wild style, rockin' it, poppin' it, be clear, flash the message. Makes me wonder how we keep from going under in this concrete jungle.
I got the heart of a lion, blood of a scion, no hitters, strictly bangers, just like a Cy Young. Titan, I said we live young with a sharp tongue. We got this shit won. Heart of a lion, blood of a scion. No hitters, strictly bangers, just like a Cy Young. Me Titan, I said we live young with a sharp tongue. We got this shit won.
I play it safe, but they call me a risk taker. Cause I'm no studio revolutionary gangster. Yo, it's in my nature to do it major. Master communicator, motivator, coordinator, mic crusader. Yeah, I'm an MC, militant commentator. Reporting live from both sides of the equator. Hip hop can be a force much greater. A detonator, that's why I spark the fuse. And light it up with Daryl D on the ones and twos. And make the revolution sexy, no time to snooze. It's a balancing act, I can't afford to lose. I'll put my life on the line, yo, so what you gonna do? Can't pick and choose, get involved. Stand for something or fall. Fuck the border wall, free movement for all. It's what matter for this one rapper, rhyme like a sledgehammer.
Better get a wrecking ball, tear it all down or become part of the ruins. I got these biters steady chewing, chomping at the bit cause my style slick. This is why I resist, you rap activists. Cease and desist, man, y'all got me remiss. Tryna position yourself above the struggle with no hustle. Your catch is on the bubble, break the spell. You ain't got skills, we tipping the scales of injustice. I bust this for the young incumbents, bent on self-destruction. And for those maintaining a high moral judgment, each one teach one. Knowledge is a process, qualitative is how I measure the progress. Quasi-creative blames, I don't really get down with. Here's how you quantify my brownness, just check the prowess.
I got the heart of a lion, blood of a scion. No hitters, strictly bangers, just like a Cy Young. Me Titan, I said we live young with a sharp tongue. We got this shit won. Heart of a lion, blood of a scion. No hitters, strictly bangers, just like a Cy Young. Me Titan, I said we live young with a sharp tongue. We got this shit won.
Maybe, maybe not, who knows? But it doesn't really make any difference who's in power. The state remains the same. The structure's still there. They just tinker a little bit of it here and there. But it doesn't really make any difference who's in power. The state remains the same. The structure's still there. They just tinker a little bit of it here and there.
Sciopero generale.
I don't know when to stop, but I know when I'm finished. Don't know when to stop, don't know when to stop. I don't know when to stop, but I know when I'm finished. Without a memory, said it's hard to distinguish if it's this time, that time, quick time, past time, in time, that's now. Trying to stay aware, they say gone are the days of the kings and queens, but I think they're still here. This is the moment to smash the crown, share the riches found, stolen from my pocket, stolen from beneath, eyes wrapped up in the flag so we can't see. Life is a rip-off, we better get fact up, realize the rip-off, and we kick off a new game. Yeah, we act up, we in the fight together for the right to live. We want more than these options, our choices are few. We vowing for change, but what does it do? Stays the same, who's to blame? Yo, I'm asking you, cause I'm about not going to work tomorrow or the next day. Everybody,
sciopero generale.
Stop for a minute, let's see what we become. Cause what we need and what we want, shit isn't what we got. And they weren't down when we were riding the bus. I still ride the bus to see these.
situation. Stay covered in the cutting, I'm all wrapped up. We deep in contemplation, we could all come up. We could change our situation, to change the situation. Cause that tooth is still there and it's getting kinda mucky. Cause the fairy never came and I never got my money. I don't know when to stop, but I'll know when I'm finished. Don't know when to stop, don't know when to stop. I don't know when to stop, but I'll know when I'm finished. I'm learning and living through the process, for instance. Keeping on while the song play all around the world. It's the same old, same shit, different place, different day. All the time, occupy, stand up, shut it down. Everywhere, that's in us, world town. Life is a rip-off, it keeps me getting sacked up. Realize the rip-off, and we switch off a nightmare. Start a new dream, we dealing with the death of imagination. Could it be leaving us incarcerated? Mentally blocked, diminish his resistance. Here to finish what I started, never giving half-hearted. And I'm here to go the distance. Don't tell me it's too late, dream, imagine, create. I don't know when to stop, but I'll know when I'm finished. Don't know when to stop, don't know when to stop. I don't know when to stop, but I'll know when I'm finished. Don't know when to stop, don't know when to,
Une grève surprise, bravo. Vous semblez oublier en effet, mes amis, que vous n'êtes que des salariés, c'est-à-dire les êtres les plus vulnérables du monde capitaliste, les chômeurs en puissance. Le chômage. Le chômage et son cortège de misère. L'avez-vous pensé?
Fini la petite auto. Fini les vacances au crottoir. Fini le tiercé.
C'est pourquoi, mes amis, si vous avez des revendications de salaire à formuler, vous m'adressez une note écrite et je la fous au panier et on n'en parle plus. Nous sommes bien d'accord?
Oui, monsieur.
Alors, au boulot!
You've been listening to Autonomous Action Radio on Z Digital. For information about the show, you can go to autonomousactionradio.com or 4ZZZFM.org.au.
Guided will? No. They're protecting the profits of the pharmaceutical.